This message comes from NPR sponsor Shopify, the global commerce platform that helps you sell and show up exactly the way you want to. Customize your online store to your style. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/NPR.
Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Lakshmi Singh. The governor of Alabama says she supports efforts to protect in vitro fertilization. Mary Scott Hodgen of member station WBHM reports Governor Kay Ivey comments come a week after Alabama Supreme Court ruled that frozen embryos have the same rights as children under state law.
Governor Kay Ivey said in a statement that she wants to, quote, foster a culture of life. She says that includes couples utilizing IVF. Last week, the state Supreme Court ruled that people can file wrongful death lawsuits over the destruction of frozen embryos. The decision sparked legal confusion for fertility providers, prompting at least three Alabama clinics to pause IVF treatment. Republican state lawmakers say they are working on legislation to protect IVF. In her statement, Ivy says she looks forward to following the issue. For NPR News, I'm Mary Scott Hodgen in Birmingham.
South Carolina holds its Republican primary tomorrow. Polls show the state's former governor, Nikki Haley, trailing former President Donald Trump in the race for the GOP nomination. The Haley campaign reportedly plans an advertising blitz in multiple states ahead of Super Tuesday. According to Reuters News Service, Haley's campaign manager, Betsy Ackney, is describing a seven-figure ad buy. Reuters says that in a call with reporters today, Ackney acknowledged Haley faces a daunting path to overtake Trump's overwhelming lead. The Biden administration is urging Congress to approve more military funding for Ukraine as the country enters a third year of war with Russia. Here's Secretary of State Antony Blinken.
This is urgent funding for what Ukraine needs to be able to do to continue to resist, as it's done so effectively, Russia's aggression.
Today, President Biden formally announced hundreds of sanctions targeting Russia over its invasion of Ukraine 2 years ago tomorrow and over the recent death of the incarcerated anti-Kremlin activist Alexei Navalny. Ukraine's foreign minister is calling on UN member states to take part in a peace summit planned for Switzerland. He made the call at a UN General Assembly debate marking the second anniversary of the war. Here's NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
Foreign Minister Dmytro Kuleba says Russia is ignoring the will of most UN members who have sided with Ukraine.
In these 2 years, global security has only deteriorated. More and more wars and conflicts are flaring up across the globe. One of the reasons for this is the bleeding wound in the heart of Europe.
He's looking for more support for Ukraine's proposals on how the war should end, with Ukraine's sovereignty restored. Russia's ambassador says Moscow's goal remains the same, to, quote, denazify Ukraine. The following speaker from Luxembourg accused Russia of trying to rewrite history and telling fairy tales to the UN. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, the State Department.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is up 57 points at 39,128. It's NPR News. Afghanistan's ruling Taliban have publicly executed two men accused of murder. This report contains graphic details. Here's NPR's Dia Hadid.
There were 15 bullets fired, 8 at one of the men and 7 at the other. A witness tells NPR that the men were each shot in the head by gunmen wielding assault rifles. The witness requested anonymity because he feared authorities would punish him if he described details of the incident to journalists. Intelligence agents did not allow people to take photos or film the executions, which were held in a stadium in the southeastern city of Ghazni. A spokesman for local police said the gunmen were relatives of their alleged victims. The Taliban said the decision to kill the men was made on the basis of a decree by their ruler and after the matter went through three courts. The public executions are a throwback to when the Taliban first ruled Afghanistan in the 90s and used sports fields as punishment grounds. Dia Hadid, NPR News, Mumbai.
In France, actors have been confronting powerful figures they accuse of abusing them as teenagers. The next step of the country's hashtag MeToo reckoning may play out at the César Awards ceremony, France's equivalent of the Oscars. The event begins later this hour. Local media report Judith Godrèche is expected to deliver a speech on sexual violence at the event. The prominent 51-year-old actress accuses two filmmakers of raping and sexually abusing her when she was a teenager. The directors have denied the allegations. I'm Lakshmi Singh, NPR News.
Listen to this podcast sponsor-free on Amazon Music with a Prime membership or any podcast app by subscribing to NPR News Now Plus at plus.npr.org. That's plus.npr.org.